Well, a new report from the U.S. government shows that the U.S. has lost 300,000 migrant children. Lost them. We know that they came across the border unaccompanied. These are only the ones that we've counted. We've got to think that it's inflated by more than that, but this is what we're counting. We know that there are almost 500,000 that have come across the border since 2019, and more than 300,000 of them are lost. Here's the report. I want to encourage you to seek it out for yourself. It's from the Department of Homeland Security, dated just this week. The title says it all. You can find it at DHS.gov, by the way, and also I linked you to it in the newsletter this morning so you can read it for yourself. The title says, Management Alert, ICE cannot monitor all unaccompanied migrant children released from DHS and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services custody. Can't monitor him. Don't know where they are.
Someone in our chat just says, in our Rumble chat says, lost or sold.
Well, we're going to talk about where exactly we think that they're going. Yes, exactly that. This is not an issue of misplaced paperwork. These are children that the government knew of and didn't even try to find or follow them or put them in a safe place. And the report warns that missing children, quote, are considered at higher risk for trafficking, exploitation, or forced labor. Now, we've known about this. In April of 2023, a human HHS whistleblower testified about this to the House Judiciary Committee. She also spoke to Redacted last month, and Clayton asked her, how does this happen? Where are they coming from? What is actually going on here? Listen to this example she gave of how this is happening.
We need to shine a light on this because it's so dark. Can you talk about where are these kids coming from? They're having panic attacks without their parents. So are they being, are coyotes bringing them across the border and they're being dropped at these facilities? How exactly are they arriving in these facilities in the first place before the United States government then traffics them around the other parts of the United States?
Yeah, well, it's a very well-organized criminal operation. So I can give you an example of one of our cases out of Texas. There was a Guatemalan living in Texas, and he had children who he was luring from Guatemala, telling them, look, you're making $2.50 a day now, but if you come to the United States, I'm going to pay you $6 an hour. So some of the children are lured, like they believed they were going to be Bill Gates rich, right? Instead of making $2.50 a day, they're more than doubling and tripling their wages. They're like $6 an hour. Wow. So they're lured. Some of them are stolen from their families. Sometimes their families are being sold a bill of goods that, hey, if you send your child to the United States, they're going to be able to send money back to you. And we'll give you money now if you let us take your child. And so sometimes the parents, because again, they live in the hills, many of the children had not been to school, couldn't read or write. And so their families, I can only assume, are the same. They're preying on a very, very vulnerable population to begin with. And then they're bringing them here. Again, it's evil. So the children arrive at our border already knowing who their sponsor is going to be when they get here. If you've seen the news, some people right on the border will show pictures of the children holding up a little piece of paper with the name and a number. So when they present to Border Patrol, our fine Border Patrol take that information as their U.S. point of contact. So that's our Border Patrol. Then they hand them over to HHS, which is where Deb and I were working, and that becomes their sponsor. And that's the number that in 10 to 14 days, come on guys, 10 to 14 days was the goal, was to call that person and say, hey, are you expecting a kid? Hey, let's trade some information over WhatsApp. What's your address? And then we put them on transportation with Carlos and they're delivered to baggage claim in an airport. So that's how it works. And it's absolutely astounding, astounding that the U.S. government last year spent $6.3 billion to traffic these children. And this year we're on track to spend $7.3 billion to put children in labor slavery, sex slavery, and other unspeakable horrors.
one of those unspeakable horrors that that's Tara Rodas, by the way, an American hero. Vince in our chat on YouTube said, Vince Staples says, the saddest part is these elites are more cruel to them than you can even imagine. They torture them for rituals. That's one of the unspeakable things they do.
Yes. Okay. Well, the U.S. government is admitting it just literally doesn't know. They know they're vulnerable to these unspeakable evils, but they really don't know. And how much they care? Well, let's look through the report and you decide how much we actually care. Here are the numbers of what they call UCs, or unaccompanied minor children. These are children who cross the southern border without their parents. So it shows that between 2019 and 2023, the number of children has gone up precipitously. Look how low it was in 2020, either because of COVID, when the borders were closed, or because of other actions from the Trump administration. We can't say. Let's plead ignorance that we don't know why, and think that, well, maybe during the Trump years, the average was 67,000. That's still too many children. But look how it doubled per year in the Biden administration, under the Biden-Harris administration. Now, the report says that 32,000 of these children failed to show up for their court dates, but that number does not account for the total missing. Now, here's why. I want to work through this math together a little bit so we can make sure that the government's not lying to us. Of those 448,000, about half of them received what's called an NTA, or a notice to appear. That's you're giving a child, a document saying, there you are, 10-year-old. Here's a letter in English and maybe Spanish. And she points out, Tara Rodas, that a lot of them don't read or write. A lot of them don't speak Spanish. They speak some kind of Mayan or dialect. But okay, here's a piece of paper. You show up at this court date in, let's say, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. Well, in fact, that's kind of a joke, because it's a child that's expected to get to a court date and we don't know who they're guardian is, but all right. But the government then tracks them based on who gets an NTA and who shows up for that date. Well, of that 448,000, there were almost 300,000 who didn't even get an NTA. So take a look at this. They're saying that 291,000 were never given an NTA or a court date. So the government did not have any way to follow them. So we know they existed. They crossed the border. We never gave them a document. And then we don't know. We have no idea where they are. And the U.S. government admits that means they are probably being trafficked. Again, here's from the government report, that those are considered higher risk for trafficking, exploitation, or forced labor. Now, here it says that these are the ones that they can't track. So if my math serves me right, we know that there are 448,000. We know that they did not give NTAs to 290,000, which means that they did give them to 157,000. That's what we sort of are left to subtract for ourselves. Can we put this on the screen? This is how I did this math. And again, feel free to check my math, because I'm just putting it in at a spreadsheet. So of those that did get it, the 157,000, 32,000 didn't show up. So that says to me, we have to add those no-shows who did get an NTA to the number who didn't. That means the real number that we cannot track is 323,000, which is 72% of the children that are crossing the southern border going lost or missing, most likely trafficked.
Yeah, these numbers are, I mean, look, J.J. Carroll, frequent guest of the show, would say these numbers, it's way worse than what you're seeing there. And these no-shows, of course. And of course, what's amazing to me is the follow-up. Oh, when you deliver these children, like, what's the follow-up procedure?
Oh, let's talk about that. Good question. And actually, my 72% is lower than the lost number that the report finds of itself. You can see here that they just went to one location and they found that 84% of those children were not given NTAs. So 72% would be super good. They're saying they're losing 84% of any given group of children. So what is the government currently doing about it? Well, they say they have a protocol, but they can't really follow it. They're supposed to check the address they have for a child, and that's really about it. They don't have to alert ICE or Immigration and Customs Enforcement. ICE says, well, yeah, we'd like to know that. Like, here's just a screenshot about their protocol. They're saying, according to ICE officials, they're not required to share this information when somebody doesn't show up for their hearing. HHS says that they were not made aware when UCs failed to show up in court, but that information, it says, would be helpful. Okay, would be helpful, but why? What are they going to do about it? Let's just hold on to that and what's going to happen. I mean, think of all the ways that they can track us, that they can track where we go, what we buy, what we say, our personal communication, but they can't find these children even though they know about them. Clearly, there are government employees like Tara Rodas who want to track the children. In fact, according to the report, some of these government employees are just trying to put it together with spit and glue. It says here that one field office, one attorney created a local workaround because there's no protocol by making their own spreadsheet. You guys, this is not how it's supposed to go. And in fact, the question is when they're saying, yeah, that would be helpful, but what would they do about it? Nothing. Look at this last highlighted piece. No, the last one. Can we put the last one back? It says, according to an ICE official, ICE does not have an automated process. No, this is not the one I wanted. I'm sorry. Yes, let's go back to the one you just wanted to put on. They can't do anything about it. The next screen, sorry. It says that if they are notified of something, they do nothing. ICE personnel at two field offices affirmed this and explained that they had identified UCs, unaccompanied minors, in unsafe conditions, but were unable to intervene. One officer expressed concern with not being able to take action in a case involving an unaccompanied minor whose sponsor claimed that the minor was in an inappropriate relationship with her husband and they could do nothing. So basically this woman is saying, my husband is abusing this child, and they did nothing about it. Like, oh, okay, but at least we know where it is, right? I guess. Is that better? So that child was not in the lost numbers. We know where they were. They were busy being abused by right. their host.
Right.
We know that. We did nothing. So what does this report say that we should do? Basically, track them, make better internal protocol communications. Look at their two recommendations. Evaluate the manual process that we got right now. Develop and implement an automated system. So we just need better software, I guess. Maybe Bill Gates can get on that. So instead manual, of trying to feed us poison?
Evaluate the manual process. Okay, so when they share that information with ICE, and then we're going to also then develop and implement an automated system.
Right, and then so, the second suggestion is implement a formal process to identify these migrant children who failed to appear for their hearings, and then share that information. Not do anything about it. So let's, again, I know we don't want to, but let's recall the example that we were just given of a woman who said that this unaccompanied minor is being abused by her husband in an inappropriate relationship. These suggestions would do nothing for that child because that child was tracked and monitored. We know where they are, right? So it's just like, can we track them better? Can we talk to each other better? That's basically it. Do we stop it? No, that's not in the report. We're not trying to do that.
No, there's no appetite at all to stop this. And of course they want to hide it. And as we know from Senator Johnson, Senator Grassley, they basically get blocked and banned when they even like want to live stream their hearings on this.
Yes.
They do not want a light shed on this darkest part of America's soul right now. And it's, and how do you, I mean, 300, this is not new information. They've known about this for years. So now we're going to review the manual process and put in some automated mechanisms.
Right. It's a protocol. It's not to stop it. Not to stop the abuse. There's nothing here about how to stop the abuse at all or to how to keep them safe. Nothing. So let's have a gut check then how much we collectively care about this, because the horrid media is saying, well, these are just GOP talking points. Okay. There's damning evidence here, but the GOP is seizing on it like it's just fodder for conservatives, which is crazy because we all should bipartisan seize on this. We should all care about this. So the liberals this week at the DNC are congratulating themselves. We love immigrants. We love them coming into our country. So you know, don't say that there's child trafficking because that's a GOP talking point. But okay, then you might want to say, well, do you love migrant children who come here alone? Don't say that. Do you want Trump to win? I can't hear that. I'm not looking at that. Now, as a reminder, if we could just go back to the chart of how many children we know about, this happened while Kamala Harris was supposed to be in charge of the southern border. So the numbers that we have above 2019 and 2020, we can blame on the Trump administration. But look how much worse it is since the Biden administration took office. These numbers are damning. That's almost the whole of the 448,000 that we know about. So this is the result of luring those children and doing nothing. So what now? We have to talk about it. So we have to look about it. These are not conservative talking points. This is a humanist story.
Well, President,
if you really care, shouldn't be about politics.
President Trump, of course, and again, as I come back to what J.J. Carroll writes about in his book, and also what he said on our show publicly, is that President Trump, they were getting them down to the catch and then being sent back across the border down to just like a few hundred.
Right.
Per week, and just a few per day,
yeah,
were being captured and then taken back, and they were being sent back.
Right.
And ICE, of course, and under Tom Holman, was going around and collecting those individuals that they knew came over before them, and they were rounding them up and sending them back.
Well, when you think of the narrative of children in cages, wouldn't you much rather them be in at least places where we can track them rather than them being released into the world to be sexually abused, organs harvest, forced labor, right? Nobody wants these children to be in uncomfortable situations that is holding them in cages. But can you keep them safe?
Well, you don't let them out to be raped. President Obama also built those cages.
Right.
Right. So, like, let's not forget who actually put those cages in place in the first place. But my point is, if you stop the flow of them coming across the border, then you stop this.
Yeah.
And they've done the exact opposite of this. They've opened up the border completely, and now we see this massive flood. So, you know, President Trump has said when he gets in office on day one, it's mm-hmm. going to be a mass deportation. But President Trump, in an interview recently, admitted he believes most of these children are dead. Like, and he said it, and you could tell he was just choked up about it. That these kids, they're not just lost. I mean, they are gone. They are gone. And this is the travesty of this. And this is happening in the United States of America. So when you watch Michelle Obama and you watch President Obama get up there and talk about race and all this, no. This is what's happening in the United States of America. The largest trafficking organization in the world of children is happening in the United States of America. It should make all of us sick. I just cannot. It makes me so freaking mad how Americans can compartmentalize this. How do you compartmentalize this?
Oh, no, I don't know how.
People like put on blinders. They're like, oh, we can talk about abortion. Fox News, good luck. I mean, MSNBC, good luck. Talk about all these different topics. They will not talk about this. I don't know, understand how you can compartmentalize this and block it and hide this.
No, I mean, I don't know how I'm even going to go about my day after this. So share this story, you guys, because we are not covering this in a partisan way. And so this is not something that we think any kind of conservatives are seizing on. We only care about it because, again, we're humanist, not partisan politicians.